And I thought we'd do something a little bit different today. Something fun and exciting. As opposed to the usual lame and boring. Well, I don't know. No guarantees just yet. You know, it could easily go back to lame and boring. In fact, it's headed there real quick right now, huh?
But keep positive, because it might be awesome.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, I'm always talking about how much I love my Nintendo Wii and that everyone should get a Wii, you know, the minute they see one on a shelf. Mm-hmm. It's hard to buy. Fantastic, phenomenal device. Have you had a chance to play one yet?
No.
Uh-huh.
Shut up.
I would bring it in and hook it up to a TV here, but whoa, we don't have that technology in this building yet.
TVs.
Yeah. What? Once it who? And my Mac. I'm always talking about my Mac Mini and how much I love it. And it's great, Jerry Ann. I'm sorry that it's something fun and exciting.
Yeah.
It is. It's a good time. It's easy to use.
And we get to hear about it all the time.
I'm not that bad about it.
You have weaned off a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I talked about it a lot when I first got it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like, you know, this last couple days off, I was hoping to be productive around the house, do some cleaning, and do some other things I've been wanting to do. And yeah, I ended up just playing with my Mac and my Wii pretty much the entire time.
Sounds like a full day.
Full a couple days, yeah. For me, I guess, yeah. And it's great. I don't have to deal with the little stupid things popping up on the screen. You know, you want to send an error message to Microsoft? You want to help out a little bit? Can you tell us? I mean, we're really confused on how this whole thing works. And every time I see a Mac and PC ad come on TV, I'm like turning it up, watching. Oh, I wonder how the PC is going to fail this time.
Oh.
You know, yeah, I've really turned into quite the Apple dork.
Yeah. You know, there's one thing that PC users can do that Mac users can't.
What's that?
Shut the hell up about their computers.
It's because there's nothing good to talk about there.
Because we're not obsessive.
Because you have a terrible product.
No.
I'm sorry.
Not necessarily.
You know, and I shouldn't say it's terrible. I have both. I have my laptop and I have my Mac, and I go between the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say don't have a PC, but I mean, if you have a choice, get a Mac instead. And I have to say, I am an Apple stockholder. And a Nintendo stockholder.
Oh.
Yeah. What?
That explains it.
But I am a stockholder because I'm passionate about those products and about how they can be received. And, what?
Nothing.
So go buy one today. Make that market value go up. Because I could use it. Could use them some extra cash. By the way, they've done great for me, both those stocks. Go buy those stocks. Join the gravy train. It's a great time.
I don't understand the stock market, so...
Well, you see, there's these companies...
No, don't even explain it, because I won't get it.
So, anyhow, enough with me talking about, you know, all the crap that I like and whatnot. I figured, let's just open up the phone lines and have people call in with things that they're passionate about. Things that you think other people should experience, whether it's a product of some sort. I remember when I was doing the show in Lawrence, we first found out about the Mr. Clean Magic Eraser.
Oh, yeah.
When it was first coming out on the market, you know, we were like, wow, what's this product and all this? Maybe we can find the next big thing today. Maybe someone can call in with something that they really recommend there. Maybe there's a restaurant we're all missing out on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of different opportunities there. Or a place to, like, an outdoorsy place to go hang out. Maybe a certain park or a certain trail or something that does great things for you. Lots of possibilities here. So it's kind of a testimonial type day.